Everybody, Wendy Sellers here, the HR lady. What I wanted to talk to you about today is working as a team with human resources and the CFO. Now, some of you may not have either a CFO full-time or human resources executive full-time, so that's okay. Don't freak out. What I advise you to do is find some other resource that can help you, but that's an expert, not somebody that you need to train to be a CFO or someone that you need to train to be HR. You can use an HR consultant like myself, a CFO consultant, a transactional CFO, something like that, that you don't have to pay full price, because professionals, as you know, are expensive, especially now in 2023, where we're all vying for the same exact people. You know, we're trying to retain our staff so that we don't have to spend all this money. And it is a lot of money to spend on recruiting. So recruiting and retention should be your concern if you are acting as HR or if you are acting as CFO. Work together as a team, because we're all there for the same exact purpose, for the bottom line to be healthy, for the business to be successful. Even if you're a nonprofit, we still need money to achieve our, you know, vision and mission and our goals. One thing that I do want to briefly mention also is, you know, use your remote workforce effectively, which means you're going to need to communicate with them. Make sure that if your CFO, your HR team is remote, that you're still having live conversations with them via Zoom or whatever other resource that you might use. It's very, very important. Same way is important for you to be having live conversations with all of your team members. Sure, emails save time. Sure, checklists save time and all those fancy tools that you have, or even text messages, but they can easily be misinterpreted, which means you'd be sending your employees or your consultants in the direction that you did not intend for them to go. So not talking to and with your team, whether they're in person or remote, is so, so important. This means, though, that you need to train anybody who has the management hat on communicating. Don't just assume because somebody's been in business for 10, 20, 30 years that they know how to properly communicate with your specific employees, because times have changed and generations want different types of communication. Above all, though, what everybody wants is respectful communication, clear direction and goals, and training, training, training. Every single employee needs training, including HR and the CFO team. So make sure, HR people, that you're leaning on the CFO to help you meet the financial budgets of the organization. And then CFOs or financial experts, please make sure you're working with HR, because dealing with human beings is time consuming. You can be having a conversation or expect to have a conversation with an employee, and you're thinking it's going to take 5 minutes, whether regardless of what your role is, but it ends up being a 55 minute or 2 hour conversation because of the stressful situation that they're in, or whatever the reason might be. Well, if you're dumping more and more and more on your managers and your HR people, and they're getting sucked into employee, I don't want to say drama, but issues that require empathy and skill, then you're going to need more help than you currently possibly have, which means you're going to need more money. So very important for you to be working together with your financial team and with your human resources team. And above all, please reach out and get your experts involved, even if it's for a short period of time, so they can help you set up an awesome system. Finally, what I wanted to say is make sure that all of your departments in your organization are using the same data. I see it all too often that we have completely different data for the accounting team, and then we have different data for the HR team and probably the IT team and so on and so forth. We should all be using the same data so that when we're counting for headcount and we're looking for benefits, or maybe you're looking for some training on, you know, discrimination and harassment or empathy or whatever it might be. And for them, those of you that have government contracts, you might also be looking to create affirmative action programs. Well, you need data, and you need to submit that data for many of you, not everybody, but many of you need to submit that data to the government as well. So work together, not apart. That's all I have for you today. Reach out at any time. Wendy Sellers, the HR lady. Find me at thehrlady.com.